You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There are a lot of variables in attracting and keeping talented young workers. A lot of that has to do with how vibrant your city happens to be or is perceived to be. But how do you get their attention when they're in another state and haven't thought about your state or your city as a career destination? We're going to talk about that. Joining me is Whitney Griffin, the president of Detroit Young Professionals. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the basics. What is the goal of Detroit Young Professionals?
Detroit Young Professionals is a nonprofit organization whose mission and goal is to attract and retain talent in this Metro Detroit region. And we do that by providing opportunities for our members and the network to grow personally and professionally, connect with fellow young professionals, and to give back to the city so that they feel like they have a place to belong.
So if you're trying to attract young professionals from out of town, what do you tell them about Detroit?
Well, we definitely showcase all the wonderful things that are happening, and this is something we've been doing since 2007, so long before a lot of Detroit as these newcomers see it today. We've been doing this for a long time when there was a serious issue of brain drain happening, and so we have long curated the story of wonderful things that are happening in the city and ways that young professionals can grow. And so, we'll definitely do that by providing information about professional and personal development opportunities, but also just ways to build community by connecting with their fellow young professionals.
Okay, I want to hear the elevator pitch. Let's say I'm a young professional in another state. What's Detroit got for me?
So as a young professional, Detroit has a variety of opportunities to grow personally and professionally. There are a ton of wonderful companies here that are interested in the development of career growth and opportunities for young professionals.
Tell me about Let's Detroit. What is Let's Detroit?
So Let's Detroit is a platform that is helping to increase connectivity amongst Detroiters, both new and old. So it's a way for people to connect more with the city and to engage and experience all of the great things that are happening right now.
And then tell me about Text a Detroiter. That's kind of part of this Let's Detroit, right?
Exactly. That is the whole idea of Let's Detroit. The texting functionality really helps for people. That's pretty much how people are connecting with the city and other Detroiters. So it leverages similar technology that we use through Uber and the ride-sharing apps to connect with your drivers. So it's pretty confidential. But the texting functionality, basically you can ask a question, where can I go get a bite to eat for brunch? And someone who is an ambassador, like myself, we can answer a question and provide, all these great recommendations to our favorite places to get brunch in the city.
Now, aren't the ambassadors coached into giving certain answers, or is it just whatever the ambassador thinks?
The ambassadors are gone through like sort of a selection process. They can select topics that they're experts in. So the Detroit Regional Chamber has worked with several organizations, recruited a ton of ambassadors who have all identified themselves as experts in different areas. And so the question will go to people who, have selected to be an ambassador in that area.
So tell me, what kind of texts are you guys getting?
We've gotten everything from where can I hear live music on a Tuesday night, all the way to where can I volunteer and give back to the city. So there's been a wide range of questions that we've received in different ways that people want to engage.
That is Whitney Griffin, the president of Detroit Young Professionals. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been great to be on.
Let's turn now to the CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, Sandy Barua. Right now, I understand 36% of those graduating from Michigan colleges and universities leave. What does Detroit and Michigan need to do to keep them here?
Well, we need to have fewer of them leave. Now, the good news is, Lester, that a higher percentage of graduates of Michigan schools are staying in Michigan than they were 5, 10, 20 years ago. That's good news. The bad news is that we're still not retaining enough of them. So we need to do a better job of retaining our great talent here in the state of Michigan, and we need to do a better job of attracting talent that is grown and developed elsewhere.
How is this Let's Detroit program or effort going to keep that young talent or attract them?
So there is, to date, until Let's Detroit, there has not been a cohesive region-wide effort that is a single portal that is a live, work, play portal for the greater Detroit, Ann Arbor region. If you wanted to connect on a professional basis with fellow Detroiters, you'd have to join one of many, several very good associations, but there was no one place that kind of had all of those things. If you wanted to learn about communities, if you wanted to know what Ann Arbor was like to live in versus Ferndale versus the Corktown neighborhood in Detroit, you'd have to kind of investigate those things independently online. There was no one central place for that. If you wanted to meet a Detroiter, if you live in Denver, you say, hey, listen, I just want to talk to a Detroiter, see what it's like, you know, someone my age, someone who's interested in my things. How would you do that? Now you can do that through Let's Detroit.
I'm wondering, what's the perception of Detroit right now by people who don't know the city?
So it really depends on the audience. From a business investment community standpoint, the city of Detroit and, frankly, Michigan couldn't be any hotter. We are known as a next-generation mobility hub. We're known as a water technology hub, an IT hub, and just the turnaround at the state and particularly in the city of Detroit, it really has national attention. We also have a similar reputation with young professional, creative types, engineers, IT professionals. They are really coming to this area. Where the reputation still hasn't caught up with is kind of the average person walking down the street in Phoenix or Seattle who maybe hasn't been here in 5 years or 10 years or maybe never been here. They do have an outdated view of the city. But other audiences think very, very highly of us.
This text to Detroiter idea that I was talking to Whitney Griffin about, this was patterned after Sweden's Call a Swede tourism campaign. I read in an Adweek article from a couple of years ago that they actually talking to a random Swede made a better connection than social media. So I'm wondering, why text a Detroiter rather than call a Detroiter?
Well, what do people do with their phones today? They actually don't talk on them all that much. They actually communicate via their thumbs. And so this is really kind of the modern version of the phone call. You know, the texting function is just kind of now ingrained, especially in our target audience, that millennial age folks. Although I will say that the Let's Detroit platform and the Text to Detroiter piece of it is just one element of the Let's Detroit platform and website. It's for all ages, but we're paying particular attention to that, essentially that millennial group.
So we heard what Detroit young professionals are doing. We hear what the chamber's doing. What are individual businesses doing to aid in this effort?
So this is one of the reasons why we have Let's Detroit, because businesses do a good job, sometimes a very good job, selling themselves. This is what it's like to go work for Henry Ford Health System or Lear Corporation, you know, or Blue Cross Blue Shield. What they don't have access to is, how do I sell the region? If I've got someone who's going to come in as, say, a senior accountant or a junior engineer, how do I tell them about what life is going to be like in Ann Arbor or Troy or Detroit? There really wasn't that ability to do that. And then for the companies that don't have these very sophisticated kind of talent attraction and retention apparatuses, Let's Detroit can help fill those gaps in the organization.
Sandy, how many other cities are using this or a similar tactic to attract young professionals?
I think one of the best ways to do something is to steal from the very best, and that's exactly what we did. You mentioned the Sweden experience. We also stole from our friends in West Michigan. There's a platform that's been up for several years called Hello West Michigan. It is one of the world-class platforms for talent attraction and retention. Denver has a strong program. There's other cities across the nation that have something similar to this. We're the only ones that we're aware of right now that has this texting back and forth functionality.
Sandy Barua is the CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Hey, nice talking to you again.
Great to be with you, Lester.